work for all of us. But now we're here, Pia said, and brushed her hair to the side, only to have it messed up again by the strong ocean breeze. Could you take a picture of me too? Annalie asked, and gave her phone to Pia. Come on now, Pia said. Tilt your head to the side. There you go. You looked like you were on your way to a funeral. Annalie, who had gone through a divorce a year earlier, smiled as wide as she could, but it wasn't hard to see how sad she still was. Girls, be nice now, Katrin said. The comment was meant as a joke, but didn't lighten the mood at all. Bertil stayed on a safe course between the skerries. When the sea was calm, it was easy to spot the underwater rocks, but it became difficult to detect the dangers as soon as the wind picked up, at least to an unaccustomed eye. He would never get bored of seeing Smergen disappear behind the boat, followed by Kungsham. He had spent his childhood summers piloting the boat back and forth between Holla and Smergen, in the beginning together with his father, and now on his own. During the rest of the year, he only did booked trips, like the one they were on now. Even if it was late October, there were still a lot of people who wanted to stay at the hostel on the island, Outpost Holla, for a night or two. Bertil would drop the three women off on Holla and do one final trip before going home to his wife in Breidaberg. On Fridays, she normally did her shopping at Justa's Fish, and he could almost smell the crayfish as he thought about dinner. He was supposed to pick the three women up again on Sunday. Bertil couldn't help wondering how they would manage to stay friends until then. The day before, he had taken an artistic couple out to the island. The idea was apparently for them to host creative art classes for the women in the mornings. But considering the amount of wine and beer he suspected was hidden in the women's luggage, there was no way of knowing how things would turn out. He had helped them lift all their expensive bags into the boat, and judging by the recognisable sound of glass bottles, one could only assume it was alcoholic beverages that made the bags so heavy. "When will Tristan get there?" Annalie shouted to the others. "She's probably there already. Her father's yacht isn't slow, if you know what I mean," Katrin said. Bertil knew Katrin's father from the Holla Association. "Why can she never travel like a normal person?" Pia asked. "By public transport, you mean?" Katrin said. The women laughed, and just like that, the ice was broken. The women clearly wanted to throw their mundane problems and all the pressure from work and their everyday life into the ocean and reward themselves with a weekend full of wine, late mornings, and laughter. Now all it took for the group to be complete was for the last woman, Trissan, to make her way to Holla. When the sun set over Sutanas in the autumn, it could almost feel as if the day itself had never existed. Inside the police station, the lights were always on, and when Dennis was at work, he seldom thought about how different the vibe could be on the coast, depending on how dark it was outside. The lack of light affected all of them. Dennis hoped a drink with Sandra after work might help better her mood. "Bloody hell, it's windy out here," she said, and wrapped her cardigan closer around her. "You swear like a sailor." They sat by a window table at Justa's Fish and watched the rain outside. "It's almost November," Dennis said. "Movember for you, maybe. Are you planning to shave that beard and grow a moustache like you did last year? You look insane in a moustache, you know." "Some women like it," Dennis said defensively. "Are you having fish and chips?" "Always." "Wine or beer?" "A glass of white," Sandra said. "Are you upset?" "No." "Why are you being so rude then?" "I'm not rude, I'm tired," Sandra said, and made herself yawn.
"Tired?"
"Yep."
"What's wrong?" Dennis wanted to know after ordering his food.
"I don't know. Working in Kungsham hasn't felt exciting to me lately. I was sure they would offer me a position in Gothenburg this autumn."
"You'll get another chance, don't worry. Stuhlbarry loves you, it's obvious. Maybe it's because you're so cute."
Dennis pulled a silly face, trying his best to look like a pretty girl. "Stop it."
"I can't believe it. You're like a bond servant around here." Dennis.